Virgin Radio 104.4 morning here on the Chris Fate Show. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Fungaiti, we're all back with you.
Never would I have thought I would hear this sentence coming from Chris Fate. So I had the option of getting arrested.
Option.
What does that even mean?
All right. So first of all, holiday was great. Went to LA, did the 4 weeks there.
Yeah.
There were some highs and lows. I put my neck out stupidly at the same gym. And the same exercise that I did it last year.
You're joking. I can't believe this.
I did the exact same exercise at the same gym in the same spot. I was feeling great. The first 3 days of my trip, I was like really just looking after myself. I was going to sweat like place. You know those places
where
you sweat a lot?
I saw that.
It's like you're wearing a thousand
calories or something. Yeah.
I did a meditation class. I was having green juices.
Like, you were living the LA life.
And I said to myself, I did a cycle class. I've never done one of those cycle classes.
Yeah.
Soul cycle, whatever
don't say
it is.
Soul cycle, no.
Yeah, I know. Trump's behind it, I heard. Anyway, I did all that. I was getting so fit. I said to myself, well, this is great. I'm healing. I want to heal my body. You know, we wake up so early. You know, I just want to, this is a great trip for me. Day four, I'm at the gym. Same exact exercise that I hurt my neck on last year in LA. Now, last year in LA, I hurt it that bad. I had to go to hospital and get an injection for the pain.
Yes.
Cortisone.
Yep, so no, it wasn't cortisone back then.
Oh, anyway.
So I do the exercise, which is Arnold dumbbells, basically, for shoulders. I was doing a shoulder exercise.
Okay.
I don't train my shoulders too much because I know I've got a bad neck. I've got a really horrible neck.
Yeah.
Okay, really horrible. So I have surgery, but I'm putting it off. I do a little thing. I feel it. I said, Brianna was with me, my girl. I said, I think I did my neck. That was 3.5 weeks ago. I'm still in pain today.
Oh, man.
I spent 2,500 dirhams on chiropractor and physio while I was there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. I got a cortisone injection as well. But I knew a doctor. He hooked me up. I didn't pay for that.
Okay.
He just put it in his pocket. He came out to the car park. He's like, turn around.
Is that why you got nearly arrested?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now,
I was like, what?
That was one of the lowlights. Highlights, just spending time with the family and just going to Universal Studios and doing all that. It was amazing. Virginia and Marilyn, our nannies and our family were with us. The six of us in a white minivan driving around. It was really just the highlight for me. That's what I love.
Yeah.
That's what I love about just doing that.
Family time.
The best time going to the diners and just eating so much food. We're going to do a weigh-in very soon, Rossi, to find out who's put on more weight over this vacation. But I had the opportunity of going to a YouTuber's wedding in Vegas. His name is Jake Paul. He's the brother of Logan Paul and another lady. Now, these guys combined have got about 10 million followers on social media. He is the highest paid YouTuber in the world. He earns about, I think, 4 or 5 mil a year or something on it.
No, way more than that.
Anyway, a lot of money. So they were getting married in Vegas, and my very good friend Shiraz, we all know Shiraz, said, hey, you want to come to the wedding? Because I've got a ticket. And I said, oh, I don't know if I want to go to Vegas. And I turned around to the kids. I said, hey, Daddy's got to go to Vegas. They said, can we come? I said, no.
What about Brianna?
No, I told her no as well.
She turned out.
If I was going to Vegas, I was only going to go there and come back. That was it.
In and out.
In and out. I wasn't going to go there and spend time. I was there in the beginning of the year. I've had enough of Vegas. Vegas, I like, but overrated.
Yeah.
So I flew in. I did the wedding, and the wedding was there. And it was, looking back at it now, it was a media stunt. They did not really get married. It was a total public media stunt.
Is what I was asking.
It was not real.
Because it's Tana Mojo, if you're wondering, and Jake Paul, who got married at one of these big mansions.
A mansion in Vegas. So I rock up. There's a bunch of YouTubers.
Graffiti mansion.
It was like I was on Instagram, guys, because everyone there were people that you see on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know those British guys that do all the pranks? They prank each other nonstop.
Yeah,
they were there.
Yeah, yeah.
So all these these Instagram funny people, I'm like, oh, there's that guy. Mm. Oh, there's that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got asked if I wanted to start a fight at the wedding.
Right.
Because it was going to get more media attention.
There was a fight.
There was
at
a fight.
The wedding.
I was offered $10,000.
Get out
to start the fight.
So if you missed it, during Jake and Tana's wedding, as they said, I do, this dude came in and was like all up in their business, and it made headlines everywhere. I actually saw Shiraz posting it first, and it was like this huge fight that happened, and that was the headline.
And that's what got all the media attention around the world. It was on, like, I'm telling you, like,
everywhere.
CNN had it. Like, it was everywhere. Yeah. It was crazy. But I got offered to start the fight, really just spill a drink on the bride, and then I was probably going to get into a fight, right?
Why didn't you take that money?
I'm not doing it.
Because then you have to get arrested. arrested.
A couple of things. I knew that I'd probably get arrested. B, money's money. I don't need it right now. C, I live in Dubai. I was thinking about the bosses here calling up going, have you got into a fight in Las Vegas,
that's
Chris
terrible.
Fade? You know, it's not really who I am, you know.
It's money though, mate.
Rossi would have done it.
Would have you done it? $10,000?
I would have done more. Many ones.
All right, leave it there. You need to start a fight. Rossi's your man.
There you go.
Just pay him. But yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting
so
time.
So you say it was fake. I'm so interested
about
this.
Yeah, it was a fake wedding. Totally fake.
100%.
100% fake.
Oh my gosh, I've lost respect now.
So I flew back. I literally flew in, did the wedding, slept at the hotel, came back. Stayed at the MGM Grand. Don't stay there.
Oh, I was going to say nice.
Don't stay there. 45 minutes. To get into my room.
Oh my
the line was 45 minutes long. It was like being at immigration at the airport. I called for the manager, did nothing.
Chris.
But Lebanese connection, Lebanese guy hears me arguing with the manager because I'm saying it's unacceptable for me to have to wait 45 minutes to get into my hotel room. Lebanese guy comes up. He goes, bro, if you go to that room over there, slip him $20. I'll check you in. I just did it.
Oh, my gosh.
I go into this VIP room that only you're supposed to be there if you're VIP. I said, hi, I got sent in from management. They said that you can check me in, and I just gave her $20. She checked me in.
You're joking.
I swear. I just put $20 like that. As I said, management told me to come. He slipped with the $20.
And they were like, yes, welcome, sir.
Money talks.